Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. With 1 week until Election Day here in the U.S., Republican President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, were campaigning Tuesday in political battleground states in a frantic push to shore up critical support to win a four-year term in the White House. Their travel plans reflect the state of the race, with polls showing Biden ahead of Trump by 7 to 9 percentage points nationally, and about half that in contested states that are likely to determine the overall outcome. On Tuesday, Trump is on the defense, headed to three Midwestern states he won in his upset victory over Democrat Hillary Clinton back in 2016, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nebraska, and likely needs to capture again to win a second term. More than 66 million Americans have already cast early ballots, two-thirds of them by mail and one-third in person at polling stations. Many voters say they are looking to avoid coming face-to-face with others in the expected long lines of people waiting to cast ballots next Tuesday. Italy has approved a package of measures to support businesses hit by new restrictions aimed at reining in the coronavirus hours after daily infections hit a new record high and COVID-19-related deaths jump. The measure will cost nearly $6.4 billion and includes grants, tax breaks, and additional funds for temporary layoff schemes. In an effort to curb the resurgent outbreak, the Prime Minister ordered bars and restaurants to close by 6 p.m. and shut down gyms, movie theaters, swimming pools, triggering protests in several cities. For more news, please join us, voanews.com, via remote. This is VOA News. Kabul police say a bomb attack in the Afghan capital killed at least 3 civilians and injured 14 others on Tuesday. The explosion occurred in the 10th Police District in Kabul after the attacker detonated a bomb installed on a roadside car. In addition to causing casualties, the violent explosion damaged several buildings. Also Tuesday, another bomb attack was detonated in the Eastern Coast province at a special police force base, prompting attackers to begin firing. At least 5 policemen died in the crossfire, and more than 24 other policemen and 9 civilians injured. No group or person so far have claimed responsibility for either of those attacks. Poland's prime minister on Tuesday defended the tightening of the country's abortion law and condemned massive nationwide protests led by women's rights activists, saying they shouldn't be happening and amid the heightened coronavirus restrictions, and decrying acts of aggression. The prime minister was reacting to 5 days of massive protests across Poland against a ruling Thursday by the country's top court that declared abortions due to fetal congenital defects unconstitutional. The prime minister urged everyone to observe restrictions that ban gatherings of more than 5 people in an effort to fight a sudden spike in coronavirus cases. More protests are planned during the week. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission is proposing a new rule change that would require television and radio broadcasters to publicly disclose if any of their content is sponsored by foreign governments. The proposal says the American people deserve to know when a foreign government has paid for programming or furnished it for free, so that viewers and listeners can better evaluate the value and accuracy of such programming. Last month, the FCC chairman said content sponsored by China or Russia provide a reason to update our rules and shed more sunlight on these practices. And Samsung chairman Lee Kun-hee's farewell ceremony was held in Seoul early Wednesday. He transformed the small television maker to a global giant of consumer electronics, died Sunday with his family at his side. And congratulations in order, the Los Angeles Dodgers here in the U.S. win their first World Series in baseball since 1988, a 3-1 victory over the Tampa Bay Rays in Game 6. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.